Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifesting Wonder. I am back, I think, sort of. I took a month off and I really needed it. It was one of those things where an old version of myself would have kind of pushed through, but I was not okay. And I'm doing a lot better. But today's episode is part one of why I took a hiatus, but we're also going to be addressing health, wealth, and self-care because they all go in hand. And I know that with the work that I do, if I am not embodying these things, how can I show up for my clients the way that you deserve, like the way that they deserve to? And I remember there when I was in network marketing. So one of the things that I don't like about network marketing, because I know, okay, I love network marketing for the fact that it's accessible for women or like moms especially who want to make a side income. However, the way that a lot of people teach network marketing or a lot of our uplines, whatever, they teach like this hype up, sign up sort of launch and go, constant hustle. If you're not making money, if you're not hitting this quota, like you're off the team kind of vibe, right? And it's like mean girl energy in a lot of ways. Now, this is kind of a controversial topic because I know that some of you listening probably do network marketing and are doing it. Maybe you're doing it in a way that is, you know, it's high vibe, let's just say it like that. And it's not chasey, hustly, icky energy, okay? And here's the thing. When I first started out online, when I first started out in business in general, like I needed a way out. I needed purpose. And I was struggling because I had like no joy in my life. And, you know, becoming a mom and everything, it's just such a mind fuck that I was struggling. So I was like gripping onto like any sort of personal development that I could hang on to, any sort of like women community setting where I could make money, and network marketing made a lot of sense. It still makes a lot of sense, honestly. Like when I look at, you know, the company that I used to be with, and I absolutely love their products, which is one of the first things that really drew me to them. But what I really loved about it was the fact that like, you could make residual income, passive income, etc. But I hated the way that they ran things. And I remember there was this month, I felt like I was working so hard. I was working like constantly and barely making any money. And I remember I didn't hit like this certain rank in the company. And by the end of the month, and my quote unquote mentor kicked me out of the group chat. Like I just saw that I had been removed from the group chat. And after that, I realized, okay, this is not like the inclusive like platform that I really want to be in. I don't want to be this way. And I also just had like so many, I don't know, come to God moments where I was like, holy shit, like I have been hustling. I've been like chasing down sales. I've been chasing my life. You know, I've been trying and trying and trying and trying and trying. And then, but I haven't been attracting at all, right? When I jumped into that, you know, the whole idea was like attraction marketing, like attract, you know, ideal client, attract the right person, make a passive income, da da da. Well, what happened was I was actually working so much and barely making any money. I think the most money I made in a month was like $700, which I mean, for a side income for a really busy mom, sure, that's great. Like extra money is amazing, but it wasn't a consistent thing. Anyway, that was kind of off topic. I didn't even actually mean to talk about that at all, but I haven't been on this mic for a while, so you know, you're in for it today. But anyways, so this kind of does bring me back to my point though. This old hustle energy, this whole like chasing energy is something that I have had to work really hard to let go of, because it's actually a pattern of mine, not anymore, but it was a pattern of mine coming from childhood, like chasing love from a parent, chasing love from friends, chasing love from a boyfriend. Like I was always the one chasing because my needs weren't met in like that way, right? And as I've come, you know, as I've grown into a woman, I realized that, ooh, it's 111 on my thing right now. Anyway, sidebar. But as I've grown into a woman, I realized like I do not need to chase anything. You know, all I need to do is work on myself and take care of myself, and the right people, the right opportunities will naturally come. because when I was a little girl, my needs weren't really being met, especially by my mom. And I was always I've been very candid about this on the podcast. I mean, I don't really I don't want to talk shit or anything like that, but it's part of my story. When my needs weren't being met, right, I felt like I had to perform, I had to do things, I had to act a certain way in order to get love, right? And that is how I got love. In order for me to get attention, I had to be funny, I had to be kind, I had to be polite, I had to be an impressive human in order to get love, which is so inauthentic to who I want to be now, right? I just want to naturally have people in my life who want to be there. I want to naturally have the business. I want to naturally be in alignment and in my authenticity all of the time. So you guys might remember in December, I had the worst month of my life. It was seriously one of the hardest things ever. But I knew that I was being broken open. I was being cracked open so that I could, that something amazing was coming through, and something amazing did come through, which I will share with you guys in a couple weeks because other people are involved. So I can't actually share yet. I really, really want to, but I can't yet. It's very close. I cannot wait to share, but something amazing manifested that has been on my vision board for years. And it's just been quite the whirlwind, but so many things on my vision board have been manifesting, and it's been a lot. I took the entire month basically of January and most of February actually integrating this, and I'm still integrating it, as I will be for a while. But other things have been manifesting as well. I realized, okay, I can't hustle. I cannot create podcast content right now because it's not in alignment. It's not in authenticity with where I'm at right now. If I sit down behind this mic, 2 weeks ago, if I would have sat down behind this mic, I literally would have not had anything to say, which is saying a lot because you know me, I talk a lot. But I was like, I don't have anything to say. And then I started to feel guilty and I had to address that guilt, and I started to shame spiral a little bit and I had to address that. I really had to look at myself and realize, ask myself, what do I need to let go of and what do I need in this moment, right? And things that I needed to let go of was, okay, shame, guilt, have to give myself permission to be in this season where I'm just like, I need fucking rest. I need to sit on my couch and watch Twilight. If you've been following my stories, I watched all of the Twilights. I just watched the last one yesterday. I have been folding laundry. I have been decluttering, clearing my space. When I am not feeling in alignment, when I'm not feeling in my creativity, right, the only thing for me to do is to do nothing. And I want you guys to really, really understand this. If you don't know what to do right now, do nothing. Okay. And this is going to go against a lot of, the personal development community in general. They're always saying, okay, take action, show up when other people aren't, work harder than the next person in the room. Okay. But part of this hard work, part of the inner work, is knowing when you need a break and knowing when you need to take a step back and be like, I have nothing of value to give right now. Right. And I took a step back from creating posts on Instagram. I took a step back from creating on TikTok. I just didn't have the impact in me that the people who are watching me, the eyeballs that are on me constantly every single day and every single week, I didn't have the impact in me to give. And that isn't fair. I can't just show up half-ass with half-ass energy because that is not the coach that I am. That is not the podcaster that I am. That's not the speaker that I am. Right? So it's important for me to show you these vulnerable moments when I'm like, holy fuck, I went through this whole shame spiral. I didn't know what I wanted. I was out of alignment. I was like, what the hell? And I had some realizations. Okay. So one of which is I had launched She Receives Academy, which is my manifestation academy. It's going so freaking well. The women in there are getting some amazing wins, and it's been amazing. It's been seriously it's the best thing that I have created, and I'm so proud of it. I'm so excited. And it's something that I know is going to help thousands, hundreds of thousands of women along the way. But here's the thing. I launched it. Okay. I did the whole 30-day launch, followed my coach's orders, advice, took every step necessary to market it the right way, show up on stories, sell the way that I'm supposed to sell, not, you know, in a cringy way, but in a service-based way. I've taken every single like nugget of, you know, value information that I have accumulated over the last few years to be able to sell the transformation correctly. Literally, I did everything by the book. But at the end of the launch, I felt like shit. I felt completely burnt out. I felt empty. I felt sad. I felt I just felt like I couldn't even go on for another second. So at the end of the launch, I still had a week until we had our first live call, which was great because I was like, I'm hiding for this next week. I'm so tired. I'm so freaking burnt out. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I did everything right. I did, you know, I love my coach. I love the way that she does things. I love her vibe. I love the way that she shows up. Right. And I was like, but what is it? What's going on? And then I'm like, wait, I freaking hate launching. Oh, aha, there it is, right? So I took the time to just step back. I didn't like say, okay, oh my God, you're a loser. You know, as much as I started to feel the guilt creeping in and I started to shame spiral a little bit, I really had to intercept that with like, no, there's something else going on here. And I realized I literally hate launching. The launching is not for me. Now, every single coach, okay, as a manifestation coach, they're not teaching you to not launch, okay? Because it works. It works for a lot of people, but it doesn't work amazing for me. And not that I didn't sell, because it did. But the fact is at the end of it, I was completely burnt out. Even with the fact that I was doing self-care, I was taking care of my body, I was moving my body, everything. I was using all the tools in my toolbox to protect my energy, and I still ended up burnt out. So I realized like, yeah, this kind of goes back to network marketing as well, right? Whew, man, that's a lot of talking. I haven't done this in a while. I'm out of breath. So I just realized, okay, launching isn't for me, right? So I'm in this like weird in between right now with my course and like this whole, okay, I'm not going to be doing 30-day launches anymore. I'm not going to be doing it where it's like, okay, cart closes in a week. You know, price goes up this day. Like, I'm not doing that anymore. And it's just not in alignment with me. So that means that She Receives Academy is always open, right? And this is the work. This is the subconscious work that I'm talking about. So I do this thing called RRT, and it's a rapid resolution therapy, and it helps you release blocks, like limiting beliefs, very instantly. It's amazing. It's so good. And so I do this with my clients. I do this with myself. And I realize, okay, well, I had this pattern of this like deep-rooted belief that if I don't do things the way that I think I should, or I don't do things the way that they're quote-unquote supposed to be done, I'm going to be looked at as wrong, or people aren't going to like it, or they're not going to sign up. But here's the thing. When we are in alignment, when you are in alignment with your higher self, with your higher calling, when you do what feels the best for you, the abundance comes. So I was like, oh yeah, obviously, you know, launching does not feel good to me. So I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not saying ever. Maybe there's one day where I'm like, oh damn, like that feels really, really, really good. But I'm a speaker. Okay. So I have an event coming up, and once something that has manifested was this like speaking event that I applied for a while ago, they reached out. I have an interview with them. So I don't know if I got it yet. But the thing is like speaking on stage is something that is really important to me, and it's something that I'm expanding on and I want to focus on the most. And when I do that, I can sell from the stage, right? Like that creates such a trust, that creates such a beautiful experience for people to be like, wow, and get the course out there. I don't need to do these hard launches and this constant marketing. It's just not me, right? So anyways, this is all tying in to health, wealth, and self-care. So let's talk a little bit more about our health here. Okay, so this has been coming up a lot in my community over this last little bit. I've been really watching what you guys have been asking me and also kind of polling you in Instagram. And one thing that people really want to focus on this year is health, which is like my jam. So I'm so excited to talk a little bit about this with you guys. So health is wealth. And the reason that I say this is because when we feel our best, when we're taking care of ourselves, we can create more abundance. And like, let's talk about something that, you know, high vibe foods. This is so important. So, you know, when we think about health, we think about, okay, like I need to be X pounds, or I need to look a certain way, or I need to be skinny, et cetera. And I used to be the same way. Actually, I've opened up a little bit about this, but not in full detail. But after I had my son, I went through an eating disorder, and I didn't really realize what was happening until I was on the other side of it. But this eating disorder, I remember one day I took my son to this playgroup and I almost fainted because I hadn't eaten properly, right? And when you're a mom and you are busy and you are like, your kid is like a year old, they're walking around, they're literally getting into everything, you need fuel. And I remember I would have 3 cups of coffee and I would have 1 piece of toast with an egg and a tomato until lunch. And we would go to playgroup at 9:30 and then I would literally like almost faint. And sometimes they would make like muffins and stuff, and I would eat one of the muffins thinking that was enough. And yeah, sometimes when I look back at those pictures, I'm like, oh, like I was so thin. Like I got so many compliments, like, oh, Sam, you bounced back. Your body bounced back from blah, blah, blah. Like how toxic are we talking to mothers? We're saying you bounced back after you had a baby. We don't fucking bounce back from that. And women should not be expected to bounce back from having babies. What the hell? What I hope is that when I have another baby, when like the one thing that I say to women now is like, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How's your mental health? Are you happy? Right? And if they're not, I want to be a space for women to be like, I'm not okay. Right? You know, we need to be nourishing ourselves. We need to be we need to eat. We need food. So I remember when I was like, okay, I was getting on my personal development journey. I thought I was so healthy. I thought I was eating so healthy, but I had like literally horrible acne. I had no libido. I was freezing all the time. My body was literally cold all of the time. And those are huge signs of like that you're not doing, you know, you're not good. Like women are not well. Like a sign of a really healthy woman is like hot and horny and fuck, what's the other one? Hot, horny, something else. But anyway, you like having a warm, oh, and a, okay, wait, what did I say? So having a great libido, being warm. Oh, fuck, what's the other one? Okay, whatever, you guys. I'm not a health and fitness guru, but something that I started to do is I realized like, oh my God, I'm literally starving my body. I'm in fight or flight all of the time. My cortisol levels are literally spiking because I'm constantly in fight or flight, and food helps you lower those cortisol spikes. I was moving my body every single day, always have, but like overly moving it, right? I was doing like tons of HIIT, and something that I've learned is that with our cycles, throughout our cycles, you do not need to be doing HIIT every single day during like certain times in your cycles. It's actually counterintuitive for your metabolism, actually, because what's going to happen, like let's just say you do a HIIT workout the days leading up to your period, on the day of your period, what's going to happen is your body is literally fighting against you. You're not working with your body. You're not working with your cycle. Just ask yourself this. How do you feel on the day you get your period? Probably like crap. You want to lay down. You want to rest on the couch. You want to sleep. Like you're tired. You have cramps. Like you want to eat chocolate. You want to do nothing. But, you know, society has told us like, get up, keep working, keep hustling, right? Which leaves women in this state of stress. So really what we should be doing for our health, and I will stand by this, like I will die on this hill, is that we should be lowering the stress in our bodies, and we should be focusing on feeling good and nourishing our lives, right? Working with ourselves, working with our cycles. We're cyclic beings. So, you know, doing HIIT workouts during your ovulation, hell to the yeah, girl, go for it. Move that body, get that heart rate up, you know, lifting. But then I think our luteal phase, so that's the phase right before our period, or is that right after? Let's do a little Google. I don't know this stuff, you guys. I just know that I listen to my body, and when I do what feels right, and this has been the biggest game changer for me. Okay, yeah. So this, your luteal phase begins around 15 of a 28-day cycle. So this is like right after you are done ovulating. This is the time to start slowing down. This is the time to start doing stretching, more like gentle yoga, walking, stuff like that, right? And what's going to happen is your stress levels are going to go down, especially if you are a mom. Like, there are studies, there's literal studies out there saying that like moms have the same stress as like someone in the fucking military, literally. Like, the way our cortisol is always spiking, and what this does to our immune systems, like, this is why women are sick. This is why women are constantly having panic attacks, because one, they're starving themselves, or they're just not nourishing themselves correctly, right? They're eating things that, like, just shoving things, whatever they can, in their mouth to get by, instead of like being intentional about it. They're not working with their cycles, they're working against it. They're constantly feeling in this state of fight or flight. So I want you guys to go and follow Jessica Ash Wellness. Jessica Ash Wellness. I love her so much. I've learned so much from her. And then there's another book. I think it's called Heal Your Metabolism. I have not read it, so if any of you guys read it, let me know. Heal Your Metabolism. Let's see. We're doing some Googling on this. Metabolism. Yeah. Okay. How to Heal Your Metabolism. By Kate Deering. So Jessica Ash Wellness on Instagram, she talks about this a lot, but I follow basically everything in, like, everything that she says is how I eat now. And I've been able to really lower my cortisol. I feel good. And, you know, I gained like 10 pounds, which really was a mind fuck at first. And actually, I initially gained 15 pounds. And Jessica Ash Wellness talks about this all the time. She talks about how, you know, when you stop, when you take your body out of famine, out of starving yourself, you might put on some weight, right? And I was not at a healthy weight, so I did. But the thing is once your body is safe and understands it's getting the proper nutrients, you can actually work that weight off in a proper way. Right? So this goes for, like, I see this a lot in women. I'm obviously not in the health and fitness industry, but I know that, I mean, I see women all the time, and they're like, oh, I work out all the time, but I'm not losing weight, or I walk and I don't lose weight. Well, it's because actually your body's going to hang on to that extra weight until it understands and knows and is like secure that you are going to feed it again. Right? Whew. So yeah, so just like an example of something that like I would eat in a day is like, for breakfast, I always eat, usually I start off with some cereal because I just don't cook before my son gets up, but I don't eat anything with any seed oils in the morning at all, and nothing with added iron. And that's a whole like other thing. If you guys want me to touch on that more, I can, but I don't eat anything that has like added iron. So I usually eat this granola, like the Honey Crisp granola from, I don't even know. It's good. Maybe I'll post about it on my stories. But then I have that with some real milk. I ditched all nut and seed milks, nut juice. And then I never have coffee before I eat anymore, which is like, I know, trigger warning. But the thing is when you literally, you've gone, if you have coffee before you've even put your body into any nourishment, you put any nourishment into your body, you are literally spiking your cortisol so much first thing in the morning. And like, really, it's very counterintuitive for your metabolism because you've gone like 12 hours without eating. I always have a bedtime snack, always 100% of the time, right? Because if you wake up at like 3 a.m. and can't go back to sleep, it's probably because you're hungry. Your body needs food. Shocker, I know. But yeah, I'll have like a cereal, and then I'll have a coffee, And then I make breakfast for my son when he and myself when he's up. Like sometimes we'll have sourdough, French toast, eggs, and sausages. That's what we had today. We'll have bacon, eggs, and some sort of sourdough toast, or like potatoes. A lot of the time I'll shred potatoes and then protein pancakes, something like that. And then for lunch, I usually just kind of eat whatever. Sometimes it's like meat and cheese and pickles. Today I had pizza. And then for dinner, then I usually have a snack in between at some point, and it's usually like cheese and meat, just like a good protein, like something that's very balanced, and like usually a piece of fruit, like an apple or some grapes, organic grapes, of course. And then in the evenings, our food about, I would say like seven, sorry, not 7 days a week, 5 to 6 days a week, I make our food whole foods from scratch. So I get all of our meat is from the butcher, like grass-fed, grass-finished beef, free-run chicken, that kind of thing. And then I have that usually with like a root. So potatoes, sweet potato, or we'll do rice sometimes, but like, and then a vegetable of some sort, right? So I've really narrowed down my vegetables for like a few things too. But yeah, so that's basically it. And what has happened by eating this way, it's like really simple. Whole foods. I'm so satiated. I don't have cravings really anymore. And I just feel overall better. And my stress is way less. And my libido came back. It was really weird for like a year there, maybe even two, where I had like very little libido. And when you're married, that's like not a fun place to be in. Especially when you're like, oh damn, like your body isn't protected. It doesn't feel safe. So yeah. This is going to be a little bit of a longer episode, you guys, because we've got lots to talk about still. So again, I'm tying in health to wealth, because when you feel your best, you can show up your best. And when you can show up your best, you can literally attract the things that you want. When you feel like crap all the time, it's very easy to kind of fall into the fog of like, I don't feel good, this isn't working, self-doubt, fear, etc., right? So taking care of ourselves is literally the first step to having wealth. So if you want to attract more money this year, that's going to be your first step. Now let's talk about self-care. Okay. So we just talked about like, you know, the food and the moving your body, working with your cycle, but let's talk about self-care in a way that maybe you haven't heard it before. So self-care, a lot of people will be like, okay, you know, self-care means sitting in the bath with candles and doing face masks, fluffy robes, hotels, whatever. And that stuff is great. I love all of that stuff so much. But one of the main things I notice is like the mental self-care that is so, so, so lacking in like the quote unquote self-care community. So I really encourage you to look at yourself and say, okay, how am I talking to myself? How am I talking about myself to others? Who am I hanging around with? Are they supportive of me and my higher self, or are they pulling me down in some way? It's so important for you to actually just look at that, because self-care is literally going to be the key for you to get ahead. Because here's the thing. I notice so many women who are like striving for success. They want big lives. They intend on having, you know, breaking the chains and everything like that, but they're putting themselves on the back burner. They don't take time for themselves. They don't assess if the person that they are being is the person that they want to be, and if their actions and behaviors and thoughts are supporting that. They're still hanging around with the same people who are like literally bonding over being broke. I see this so much, you guys. People bonding over being broke, people bonding over lack, instead of like bonding over, you know, the things that they're excited about in their lives. And this is just going to hold you back. What are you watching on TV? What are you listening to on a daily basis? Are you listening to true crime and it's sending you into fight or flight every single day and it makes you panic and you're scared someone's going to come in and knife you in your sleep? Because that would happen to me. Literally, I can't watch scary movies anymore. That show, that Dahmer show, hell to the no. What the heck? I could not watch that. Mm-mm. That's like No. That stuff goes straight into your subconscious, right? So some tips for self-care is, I've talked about this before. I talk about this in one of my courses that you guys, seriously, if you want self-care, if you want to learn how to take time for yourself, learn the mindset around it, and actually have like some tangible tips on how to have me time constantly, I have a course. It's called Your Path to Me Time. I'll link it below. It's so good. It's a little mini course. You can get it done in a day. It's amazing. But something that is so important is to write down a bliss list. So write down some things that you love to do just for you, right? And sure, like you can do like the candles, the bath, face masks, all that stuff. If that's on there, write it down, right? If thinking highly of yourself is on there, write it down. If going on a date with your husband is on there, write it down. If taking yourself shopping and going to Chapters and getting a Starbucks and having a slow day and stopping at a thrift store, if that's on there, do that. Write it down. And then what you're going to do is you're going to look at this and say, am I the person who does this type of things? Right? And if you look at your list and you're like, well, I don't deserve that, I want you to really break that down. Like, why don't you deserve that? Why do you think you don't deserve that? Is it because you're a busy mom and all you've been doing the last 5 years is everything for everybody else? So if that's the case, then is it 100% true that you don't deserve that? Or is it just because you've trained yourself to be like, no, everybody else needs to come first? Because if you look at it, if you say, okay, if you saw your best friend doing the same thing as you, working their butt off, providing for other people, putting everyone before you, putting everyone before your needs, would you tell her you don't deserve to take a break? You don't deserve to go into Chapters by yourself. You don't deserve to think highly of yourself and have a new cute pair of jeans, right? Would you say that? Absolutely not. So this type of self-care that I'm talking about is not just in the external physical things that we do, but it's in who we embody, what we embody, and how we think of ourselves, okay? So this is so important. So when it comes to your self-care, commit to yourself, decide today that is going to be a priority, just like brushing your teeth, just like frying an egg in the morning. Like, it is your priority to make sure that this is something that gets incorporated into your life, because at the end of the day, you absolutely deserve to have a life of abundance, bliss, love, all of those things. And I want that for you. Okay. I want you to have the wealthiest freaking life ever. And all of these things tie into that, right? Our wealth isn't just the money that we make and the money that we attract. It's the other things. It's the in-between, right? It's the compound effect. It's the little things in between. So, okay, this episode is not as long as I thought it was going to be. But I have a part two coming for this episode because, again, there's a lot of things I wasn't able to share today, but I do really want to share it. And I think that has also been part of why I needed a break too, because some amazing things have happened in my life and I really want to share. And it's like my life has changed. And when you can't quite share news about something online, when you share a lot of things online, it's like, oh, how do I show up in this new person that I am? How do I show up in this new way when literally I'm like a different human now? So I will be sharing more on that soon. And my signature program, She Receives Academy, is the program that is going to help you not just change your mindset, not just teach you the tangibles of manifestation, but what we do in She Receives Academy is we actually address the foundational thing that is going on that is holding you back. So here's the thing. Most people don't realize that you need to address and clear what is going on in your subconscious mind. And what I do differently than other coaches or other, you know, teachings that I have been through, other courses that I have been through, is that I help you clear your blocks and I help you clear your limiting beliefs without you having to drag them all up. I'm a firm believer that dragging up every single thing that has traumatized you in your life is actually counterintuitive. So in my course, She Receives Academy, I help you clear your limiting beliefs without you having to go back to your like deepest childhood trauma. I will say, when we do inner child healing, when we do those, like, those, that deeper work where you do look at things, it's going to be very, very liberating. It's not going to be like, oh my God, I am so re-traumatized. What the hell? When I say you need to look at something, when I say you need something that is rooted in, like, guilt or shame, sometimes we do need to look at that. However, I am not the coach that is going to tell you, you need to sit there and dig up all of the things that have traumatized you, all the things that are holding you back. We don't need to get to the root of every single reason why manifesting money is hard, or why you think you don't deserve XYZ, or why having the love of your life, you think that the men are all bad and they're going to cheat on you, right? We don't have to dig that up. What we need to do is we need to get to the subconscious and we need to clear it, which is what I teach you in She Receives Academy. It's so fun. It's much more simple. My current clients are saying they're feeling more clear. They're feeling more at ease. Even after, you know, like an intensive session, they're like, I had a little bit of an energy hangover, but I feel so clear. And I'm really excited to bring this to the masses because it is so good. So if you are wanting to apply, I will drop the link to apply below and you can apply and I'll reach out to you and we'll get you started on manifesting your version of a rich life. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I'll catch you next week on Manifesting Wonder. Bye.